The results contained in a report titled Voting Intentions in Zimbabwe, a Margin of Terror, are consistent with those released by Freedom House last week. Douglas Monzora, spokesman for the Movement for Democratic Change Formation of Mr. Tsvangirai, welcomed the report, saying it acknowledges that there is terror in the country.
It then goes on to warn that a lot of people did not choose to disclose their political affiliation for fear of intimidation.
Monzora, however, said the MDC will win the next polls despite faring badly in the two surveys. The survey showed that the inclusive government has benefited ZANU-PF more than Mr. Tsvangirai's party, and that ZANU-PF has paid more attention to grassroots organizations, while the MDC has relied heavily on the strategy of expecting credit from improved service delivery. Monzora said his supporters are disappointed because they thought their policies would be implemented by the government of national unity.
They thought that the MDC policies would be implemented during the inclusive government. They did not anticipate the stubbornness and intransigence of Mugabe. They did not expect that ZANU-PF would make the implementation of the policies impossible. So there is disappointment on the part of the voters. But after everything is said and done, MDC is the party of the people. It is the party that the people are going to vote for.
ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo said the results show that his party is gaining support because of its people-centered policies. Ped Sairwanya, PhD candidate at the University of Westminster in London, said the survey is a wake-up call for the MDC team.
Because when the MDC got into government, their message was a message of change. Change against what? Against bad leadership. Change against what? Against poor service delivery. Change against what? Against corruption. But now there is corruption. Now there is also poor leadership that we see in those that are in government on the side of the MDC.
Human rights lawyer Dewa Vinga said Mr. Tsvangirai's party must take the criticism from both the surveys and not wait for elections to prove that it is still a popular movement.
Well, there is always need to take criticism or negative reports seriously in terms of the only good thing there would be to improve. So to look closely at what is revealed in those reports and to work on it in order to improve as a political party and as a political movement on the negatives, in order to reverse the trend that is emerging from these two surveys.
Mavinga said he was, however, disappointed by the Mass Public Opinion Institute for stating in the Afrobarometer report that the Afrobarometer survey was conducted by experienced researchers, while Freedom House survey was conducted by novices.
Well, that is problematic because one would want to see always information coming out in the public to be credible, to be acceptable, to be of the highest possible quality. So it's quite unfortunate that and it dents the credibility of the institutions in question when you have people confirming that in fact this was one of the reports was done by novices. It's quite unfortunate.
The survey concludes that no political party in Zimbabwe can afford to be complacent about an easy election victory, and that neither ZANU-PF nor MDC can secure the presidency without a second runoff election. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.